Begin heading level 2, 2018-2019. Why we need tools that support inclusive design in education. Begin paragraph text. During phase 1 of this project, we launched this website, Practical Applications of Universal Design for Learning, UDL. Inclusion is not a checklist because the homogeneous class made up of students of similar abilities, backgrounds, ethnicities, interests, learning styles, languages and expectations is long gone, if it ever existed. Begin paragraph text. In February 2019, Camosun College finalized, approved, and adopted its first equity, diversity, and inclusion policy. This was followed by our annual Conversations Day, where this year the college community gathered to participate in discussions about equity, diversity and inclusion. In roundtable discussions and breakout sessions, recurring questions from that day included: Begin numbered list with two items. Item 1 of 2, what do we do to create inclusive environments and learning opportunities, and Item 2 of 2, what can we be doing better when it comes to building and sustaining inclusive teaching and learning environments? Begin paragraph text. These are highly practical questions and deserve practical suggestions and guidelines in response. From a teaching and learning perspective, when we make design choices that enable access to learning for our more marginalized students, we create more resilient and flexible learning environments for all students. For starters, we need to acknowledge that achieving inclusive design in our teaching and learning approaches and practices is going to be more complex than following something like a static or rigid how-to checklist. The very diversity of our community means that what makes something inclusive will vary from one individual to the next, and a checklist alone will just never be flexible enough. To support our ability to make inclusive design choices in our teaching and learning practices, we need to engage in meaningful collaborations and build a toolkit of inclusive design frameworks, principles, and guidelines we can draw from. If you aren't using an inclusive process or inclusive tools, you are fundamentally saying, "We're comfortable with a certain population of people not being involved in this." Begin paragraph text. Among the ecosystem of tools in our toolkit of inclusive education design approaches are the proactive strategies found in the Universal Design for Learning, UDL, guidelines. UDL, Universal Design for Learning, is based upon the belief that learner variability is the norm. Change occurs when a learning environment is designed proactively to facilitate access to all course materials, instruction, engagement activities, and evaluations, regardless of learner variability.